It was Jared and Katie's dating game. A couple, they talked on the phone for the first time on the air last week. And the very next day, they met for the first time in person for Valentine's Day date at Game On in Kernersville. And I think Alex, she had not been on a date in like a couple years. Mm-hmm. And I think Sean hadn't been on a date, I think, in 20 years.
And they had Jason Goodman as their chaperone.
Yes, yeah. We were there, Carol and I and a couple other friends, and I was waiting for them to come in. And Sean was early.
Mm-hmm.
Had flowers with him.
Aw.
Oh, that's
nice. He sat
nice.
Down at the table. I talked with him a little bit, talked about if he was nervous or not. And Alex, I thought she was going to be no-show.
Uh-oh.
I was getting nervous.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I went to him and said, women are just ridiculous, aren't they?
I mean, how many minutes are we talking over the time she was supposed to be there?
10 minutes.
Okay. So you immediately go to trash talking women just when they're 10 minutes late.
The other guy showed up early.
Okay. That's early.
I think you should show up. And then Alex came in mm-hmm. and they sat down and I presented him with, first I took a photo.
Oh, yeah.
And took some photo and I presented him with, I told them, the meal's covered. I said that one alcohol drink each on us because I the liability aspect.
Sure.
And then we gave them like a $50 gift game card to play the games.
That's nice.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Let me hear their sides of the story.
Okay.
And I have
what
something
you noticed
at the end of the thing because I left because mm-hmm. I had to do something and I came back.
Oh, okay.
All right. Who do you want to start with? Let me start with
Alex.
Alex. All right, Alex, so please explain yourself 10 minutes late. Huh?
She did text. Mm-hmm. She texted because, let me just say, I get a text message from Jason, send me your number. I was like,
it was 1 minute after when
I
texted.
Like, literally 1 minute after she was supposed to be there.
Right.
So I just forwarded the text that she sent to me that said, hey, I'm just running just a few minutes behind. Yeah. I'm on my way.
So yeah, then I calmed
down.
Okay,
spaz.
yeah. Right.
Hi, Alex. Sorry.
Oh, no, you're fine. Yeah, you know, first of all, I have to be fashionably late. Of course, it's a woman thing.
Yep.
Got it.
You're all crazy.
Yeah. But I definitely did text Katie, you know, hey. And I was only 7 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Jason.
Well, I'm sorry. I wasn't counting like 7, 10, same thing.
Uh-huh.
All right. And we also have Sean on. Good morning, Sean.
Hi, Sean.
Good morning.
So you were early with flowers.
Yep, sure was.
That's a good move, Sean. Nice. I like it. You show up on the first date with some flowers. That's very romantic.
All right. So, Alex, what was your...
show up with nothing.
That's yeah. right. I think a lot of guys would, though. I think mm-hmm. they would.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Alex, what was your first impression when you walked in and y'all met for the first time?
I mean, it definitely wasn't what I was expecting because I really didn't know what I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is he your type? Not your type? Was he better than you expected? I mean, if this is just based off of your first, it's like your inner dialogue,
initial,
what we
yeah.
wanted out.
You know? Right.
But, oh,
yeah.
I feel like it was maybe like a realistic outcome. So I didn't really have like high expectations or anything like that. But I think it was, you know, I was just like, oh, okay, this is realistic, you know?
Okay.
Because you think like, oh, it's a radio show. It's going to be like the movies, but...
Oh, yeah,
again.
No. Uh-uh. There's nothing glamorous about what
if anything,
we do.
Anything, it's a horror movie.
We can't get Matthew McConaughey.
Right.
But no, actually, I mean, you got to remember, it's like, you know, the normal population, if you really look at it, it's like 95% not good looking.
This is not going well for Sean, who's on the other end, I feel.
Sean, what was yeah. your first impression of Alex?
She was a nice looking lady.
Well, I guess you had the benefit of seeing a picture ahead of time because you submitted to be a part of the dating game. So I guess you'd had... that, so you kind of had an idea. All right, so you were pleasant. I mean, you thought, okay, this is a good start, or what'd you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a good start.
Okay.
How about, would you guys be attracted to each other if you were just hanging out in the bar on your own? Just take away the part where you were set up. Would you guys be attracted to each other, do you think, normally?
So, if we're talking attraction, I mean, I would say realistically, no.
Okay.
Sean, like, you know, didn't really end up being my type.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, honestly, we did talk for quite a while, and the conversation was really engaging. You know, it was really different than, you know, your typical conversation with a stranger. But, you know, since the question was attraction.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, I mean, this is
so normal.
Normal. Like this, a blind date. I mean, basically it's a blind date, kind of. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as you meet for the very first time in person. And so, yeah, it's okay if somebody, trust me, I've shown up to dates before and people are like, oh gosh.
Yeah, I was having
and they've even seen all my pictures on Instagram and Facebook.
They're friends with you on social media.
And I'm like, okay, you have no excuse to be disappointed. There's 1,000 videos of us. I'm practically naked in some videos because losing bets and stuff. Like, you can't be that, but you know, person's a person.
I was having a panic attack when they first met because I just was like, I don't know why, I was so nervous.
For them?
Yes, I was just nervous. I was like, oh gosh, I was just thinking of both of them walking into this together, and it just seemed like it could be very awkward.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the conversation, what would you guys talk about, Sean?
Just a little bit about life, like what we do all day, and, you know, talked about family and other stuff.
Did you think that the conversation was easy?
Why did they delay when they talk? Speak faster.
It's okay.
Sean, did you think the conversation went well? It flowed, or was it kind of hard?
I think it flowed pretty well.
What do you think, Alex?
When there was a topic to talk about, it was really easy to, you know, talk about the topic. I am an introvert, so, you know, there was the moments searching for a conversation, but like I said, after there was a topic made, then, you know, it was set.
Then it was easier.
So okay. Jason's like,
right.
Talk about abortion!
Oh my god! Oh my god.
No, he's always so political all the time. Who'd you vote for?
We did talk.
No, not exactly abortion, but some, you know, some heavier topics a bit, you know.
Oh, Sean did
talk about, like, yeah, I mean, because like I said, he, you know, the conversation was engaging.
Okay.
We actually did have, like, I would applaud Sean for having a more vulnerable conversation. Like I said, like, it was different from your typical, you know, run of the mill talking to someone in your day to day.
Did it get political? Hello?
No, it didn't get political.
Okay.
Okay. We were just joking that Jason, if he was there and y'all were like a dull moment, would be like, who'd you vote for? What do you think about, you know, all these hot button issues you shouldn't even talk about on a day? What do you think about ICE? You're like, okay, can we not do that?
But they brought it up themselves,
right.
So that's okay.
Okay, that's fine.
All right, sure.
All right, and so how...
I guess the controversial thing that we did talk about was like religion and stuff.
Okay.
Okay, right. Sure. All right, and did y'all see eye to eye on that, or is it just a general conversation, Sean?
Just a general conversation, I'd say.
Okay. All right. Now, did y'all eat? Did y'all have a drink? Did y'all do the barcade, or what all did you do at Game On?
We got appetizers.
Yeah.
You got appetizers? Okay. And then how long were y'all on the date? And then who left?
I'd say it was about 2 hours or so.
Oh, that's a long day.
Yeah, that is
a good first date.
Especially
okay.
If you're playing games and eating and having a cocktail. Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay. And then how did the date end, Alex?
So since it was 2 hours, you know, talking and stuff, I did excuse myself. You know, I was straight up and honest. I was like, hey, my social battery is draining. Is it okay that I leave? And you know, he was like, it's fine. And you know, I did take my leave then.
Okay.
Took your leave.
Alex, I'm getting the feeling you're not really into it. Like, you do you want to see, and that's okay.
So it's totally fine. It's dating.
Yeah. Do you want to see him again, or you're good?
He asked the same question and I answered honestly that no, I wouldn't.
Okay.
All right. And how'd you feel, Sean, when she said no?
I just accepted it, you know, like, I'm not going to keep her there captive or something like that, you know.
Well, that's good, not captive.
With all this thing in the Guthrie on this, you can't be doing that.
No, you can't leave the date, you know, like.
No, I mean, when she said, no, I would not like another date, was that, did that kind of hurt a little bit? You're like, geez, I finally got out of my comfort zone here, but, or you just kind of like, that's how it goes.
I'm just like, that's how it goes, you know, like. You win some, you lose some.
Would
you?
Would you have wanted to see her again, Sean?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it, but
yeah.
Also, not a ringing endorsement, but okay.
Yeah,